The attacks of September 11th have heightened concerns about the safety of the nation's nuclear power plants. President Bush, in his State of the Union address, spoke of this as he warned of al-Qaeda's deadly intentions.
The depth of their hatred is equaled by the madness of the destruction they design. We have found diagrams of American nuclear power plants and public water facilities.
One focus of public fear is the Indian Point nuclear plant. It's located some 30 miles north of New York City in Westchester County. 20 million people live within a 50-mile radius of Indian Point, making it the most densely populated area around any nuclear plant in the country. NPR's Melissa Block reports on how 9/11 has changed the debate over Indian Point.
On a rainy recent evening, Indian Point workers squared off against the plant's opponents just before a public hearing on whether the plant should be shut down.
Facts, not fear. Facts, not fear.
Fear the facts. Fear the facts.
Some opponents hoisted a huge papier-mâché Grim Reaper. A few yards away, dozens of plant workers joined in a well-rehearsed chant.
I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know what I've been told.
Anti-nukes have got to go.
Anti-nukes have got to go.
They tell lies and they stir fear.
They tell lies and they stir fear.
Learn the facts and get them here.
Richard Ryan, with a sign reading, "More nukes, less kooks," has worked at the plant for 15 years. September 11th has changed one thing for him. He says he'll never fly in an airplane again, but he's sure Indian Point is safe from attack.
That dome is 8 feet thick at the bottom, 4 feet thick at the top. The rebar is bigger than my arm. There's no plane going through that.
The debate moved inside before the Westchester County Board of Legislators. The vast majority of residents who signed up to speak voiced strong opposition to Indian Point.
I started doing research on Indian Point and nuclear power in general after September 11th. The more I learned, the more I'm convinced that it has to go.
I remember myself thinking on 9/11, thank God that this was not a nuclear attack.
We must remove the specter of Chernobyl from the Hudson Valley.
People would have said the Twin Towers could never fall, the Titanic could never sink, and that Enron could never collapse. Indian Point is like a giant time bomb ticking away.
What a travesty! What a travesty!
After a half an hour, angry Indian Point workers staged a walkout and took their complaints outside. Richard Jones, a union shop steward, clutched a sign that said, "In America, the majority rule, not the terrorists."
9/11 was a tragic event. It was a national tragedy, and these people are trying to promote it for their own cause, and we just find that offensive, and that's why we're leaving. As nuclear professionals, we just can't stand by and listen to the same dribble over and over again. I asked them, you know, how are we going to not make this a terrorist target? Stop promoting it as a symbol of America. That's what they're doing. They are starting to make this into an icon for terrorism. Shame on them. I say shame on them.
There's no doubt that the specter of a terrorist strike has dramatically altered this debate. Before September 11th, local concerns centered on the red rating given one of Indian Point's two reactors by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission after a radioactive steam release 2 years ago. It's the worst performance rating of any nuclear plant in the country, one category shy of a shutdown. But since September 11th, the focus has shifted. State Assemblyman Richard Brodsky of Westchester says the terrorist attacks have galvanized a whole new stratum of opposition.
It's not just the bearded activists that can be marginalized anymore. It's everybody. It's working people. It's soccer moms. It's parents especially, who are beginning to look around and say, you know, we don't need to take this risk.
Some of those energized soccer moms brought their message to the streets of Midtown Manhattan last month in a protest outside the office of Governor George Pataki.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
Among those speaking at the rally, Maureen Ritter, mother of two, who lives, as she puts it, 12.3 miles from the plant across the Hudson River. She says, "I'm basically nobody." But now she's co-coordinator of the Citizens Awareness Network of Rockland County.
My sense of safety and that it's okay, I live in the greatest country in the world, nothing's going to happen, that came down with the World Trade Center. And I decided to become active. It was either that or I was going to have to take Xanax to deal with my anxiety about the feeling that, you know, we are a target for terrorism.
freight trains rumble along the Hudson River just across from Indian Point, where the containment domes of the plant's twin reactors dominate the horizon. One of the planes that hit the World Trade Center flew by about 3 miles east of this plant. Indian Point has long been troubling to environmentalists. The environmental group Riverkeeper has for years fought the plant on specific issues like fish kills, but it wasn't until last November that the group called for the plant to be shut down. Standing on a riverbank across from Indian Point, Alex Matheson, executive director of Riverkeeper, says old security paradigms no longer hold.
Really, today, the standard should be, can these plants repel an attack by 19 determined and suicidal terrorists coming at you from four directions? And that's just a huge difference. And the kind of risk and an attack that we're talking about is nothing close to the kinds of attacks they were thinking of 30 years ago when they built these plants.
A catastrophic event at Indian Point, Matheson says, could spread deadly radiation far beyond the 10-mile emergency evacuation zone around the plant and could jeopardize the population of New York City as well as the city's water supply. That's a scenario that Indian Point management strongly rejects. The plant is newly owned by the global energy company Entergy, which paid about $1 billion for the two reactors. Entergy has launched a media campaign to defend its record and its safety.
Indian Point Energy Center has security that's been called the best in the nation. Following the events of September 11th, an extensive examination of Indian Point was made by a distinguished group of security and counterterrorism experts.
This ad ran on radio stations along the Hudson Valley and also on five stations in New York City.
After an exhaustive review, they concluded that Indian Point is extremely safe and secure. So, now you know. Indian Point is safe, secure, and vital. To learn more, visit...
When I first saw that World Trade Center event, and I thought about what our containment building's capabilities, I thought there's just no possible way. No way would we be able to withstand that kind of attack.
That's Entergy spokesman Jim Steets, who adds he was quickly reassured about the plant's safety.
In terms of the potential effect of causing a huge radiological event, we don't believe it happens because of that containment building and because of the multiple cooling systems we have that are located in different parts of the plant. Now, if you want to come up with a scenario that says, okay, how about if another plane right after it, another one after that, another one, I'm sure it'll get to the point where we're talking about a serious public health crisis, depending on, you know, how far you want to go with it. But I think it's pretty reasonable, and there's a sound basis for us to say, that's a well-protected plant, and it's not automatic that people are going to be harmed by an attack on it.
The science of exactly what would happen if a large commercial airliner crashed into a nuclear power plant is unclear. After September 11th, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued a statement saying that nuclear plants are, quote, among the most hardened structures in the country and are designed to withstand extreme events such as hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes. However, the statement continued, the NRC did not specifically contemplate attacks by aircraft such as Boeing 757s and 767s, and nuclear power plants were not designed to withstand such crashes. Detailed engineering analyses of such a scenario are now underway.
Here it is, Mikey.
Yeah!
An afternoon lacrosse game at Hendrick Hudson High School, about a mile from Indian Point. The plant pumps tens of millions of tax dollars into this community. Taxes are low, the schools are good, 1,500 jobs are at stake, and support for Indian Point tends to be strong here. As one woman who lives across the street from the plant told us, to live here, I have to trust that it's safe. Kelly Kurtelitz and Hope Solomon, watching the lacrosse game, say they have confidence in Indian Point.
I feel very secure. I live a mile away. And I sleep at night. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Listen, if there are people that are working there and they know more about the workings than I do, and if they go to work every day, then there has to be a certain amount of security.
I just moved here a few years ago, and I'm very comfortable. I'm not going anywhere.
Let's go, Matt.
Close down Indian Point, the plant supporters say, and consumers would be faced with rolling blackouts and soaring energy costs. The plant generates about 5% of the state's electricity. But those who advocate shutting down Indian Point argue that surplus energy is available from neighboring states. They say conservation would help reduce consumption and that consumers would accept some price hikes in exchange for peace of mind.
Can I help the next person?
At Buchanan Pharmacy, down the road from the plant, another measure of peace of mind is available in tablet form. A sign on the door says, "We now have potassium iodide over the counter." Potassium iodide, or KI, can protect against thyroid cancer from one form of radioactivity, not all. Patricia Kett has been the pharmacist here since Indian Point was first built. She used to stock KI just for the plant's workers in the event of an accident. Now, Westchester County has a stockpile of pills for people within the 10-mile emergency evacuation zone. And last month, the county health department asked all pharmacies, like Kett's, to carry KI as well.
Some people say, well, they're not even going to be bothered because if anything happens, that's the end. Other people are coming in and questioning us, and quite a number of people have purchased it, and some said they want to think about it. They're purchasing it, well, you know, let me not be foolish if there's something that can help, but most people don't believe anything's going to happen.
But others aren't willing to take that risk.
If the long shot hits, as awful as that would be, then the blame will be of historic proportions.
Westchester Assemblyman Richard Brodsky.
My gosh, I would not be particularly comfortable, either as a matter of policy or as a matter of personal ethical commitment, to want to bet the future of the New York City metropolitan area on a plant with the worst safety rating in the nation, that's a known terrorist target, and where the protective mechanisms, like an evacuation plan, are delusional. This is not a calculus that we can afford to pretend will turn out the right way. You do what's right, even if the risk is small, and that plant should close.
Entergy officials in charge of Indian Point are having to confront this new reality. Entergy spokesman Jim Steets concedes that political and public pressure are changing the equation.
Yeah, I think it's possible that, you know, it could go the way of closing the plants. I wouldn't, based on where we are today, think so.
I bet I wouldn't have heard you say 9 months ago that it's possible that these plants could be shut down.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have. You know, I think if there were any possibility at all, that didn't happen until after September 11th.
It's definitely a new world, Steets says, and a different kind of issue now. Melissa Block, NPR News in Westchester County, New York.